can. We'll just take the first five verses. Now I, Paul, myself, urge you by the meekness and gentleness of Christ, I who am meek when face to face with you, but bold toward you when absent. I ask that when I am present, I need not be bold with the confidence with which I intend to be courageous against some. Regard us as if we walked according to the flesh. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not wage battle according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but divinely powerful for the destruction of fortresses. We are destroying arguments and all arrogance raised against the knowledge of God, and we are taking every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. Here in these passages, Paul writes to the church in Corinth, and he addresses a sharp criticism of his apostleship and personality by some in the Corinth church. His critics think that he's not impressive in appearance when he comes, and in the manner of which he carries himself, in the speech, in the way he speaks, compared to the letters that have been written that for them carry so much more boldness and weight. They challenge and resist his authority and leadership, but with a worldly and carnal mindset, with arguments that came out of the culture of that day. These critics want to sow doubt and disunity in the life of the church. But Paul understands that this opposition isn't just about dealing with personal opinions of others, but ultimately coming against the work that will affect the spreading of the gospel and growing of the church in unity. Yet Paul, in his wisdom, doesn't fight back by attacking the critics in the same way, in the way that others would try to argue back, even as they oppose them. He doesn't play by their rules and the ways of the world. But Paul instead takes the opportunity to teach the church that this is not just a natural battle, won by clever words, persuasion, and arguments, but a spiritual battle that needs to be fought by spiritual weapons given by the Lord to stay obedient to Christ. And when we look at the words and the description of the way that we would not walk in the ways in the flesh, but that knowing that we do not wage battle according to the flesh, as he talks about weapons of warfare, talks about destruction of fortresses. He gives this imagery of war and a directive to take every thought captive. And just even in the last few verses from 3 to 5, we're able to see this image of a battle to help us to again see and make aware that there is a true battle that goes on in the spiritual realm. That we can understand and learn from these depictions of what happens when there is a battle against the ways that we work according to the flesh versus the spirit, that we actually have to be aware that things are happening in our minds, that where it starts, this battle is in our mind, because that's where our thoughts are. That's where our thoughts are formed. That's how we understand life, make sense of the world around us, how we understand what's going on within us. In Romans 12:3, it says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect." When we think about the spiritual battle that happens, the things that we encounter as we grow up in this world, it's very easy to be able to see that Paul could just as well have, in his own intellect, been able to formulate different arguments and persuaded others based on what his ability was in speaking against the things that were brought up against him. And although in the next chapters, this chapter and the following ones, there is a defense to the things that the ministry that God has brought through him, that he takes not the approach of the world. And so as we really continue to learn from his depiction of what is happening, that we can learn that not only is the battle a spiritual one, to be made aware, because we don't want to go through life in a passive way. We want to be acknowledging the fact that as believers, that the battle and the bigger war hasn't already been won. But as believers, sometimes we forget along the way that we are an active participant in the way that we grow in our spiritual life. We have to remember that it is not a passive role that we play, but that is an active role that God gives us through Christ Jesus, who has won the bigger war. But in the midst of waiting for our Lord's return, that there will be this ongoing challenge to be able to continue to take on the things, the truths of God that helps us to live in such a way that we do live by the Spirit. Even a couple weeks ago with Pastor Lori talking about our lives being hidden in Christ, that we do not live in with eyes that are just natural, looking at things, interpreting things, perceiving things just as we would like. But we're constantly at a point where, as a believer, that if we trust in the Lord, as we continue to focus on Him, that He's able to help us to see bigger, not bigger, but deeper into what the spiritual realm can look like. And so we can learn that we are in a spiritual warfare. Jesus helps us to see through Paul that we have to be aware that it's happening, not let it be something passive around us as we live life, that our growth, our maturity is constantly being challenged by the enemy, that he's always waiting to try to trip us up, to try to keep us down. And so another point that we can learn from his description of the way that the battle can be won and how we are to participate is just reminding us that we have an active role, that we have control, as he directs us with teaching us that we are to take those thoughts captive, taking every thought captive to the obedience of Christ, that each one of us actually has the ability. Sometimes we feel like thoughts come and they grow and we feel overwhelmed and we feel like those thoughts are so much bigger than our ability to handle them. But because of our identity in Christ, He not only gives us the will to take control, but we have a choice. That when we're made aware of such thoughts, that He directs us to submit them. He gives us direction to know how, but we submit them to the obedience of Christ and submit them to the truth of God. And that as the thoughts come and that we have to be able to actively grab a hold of them, just the idea of what it looks like or illustrated in the picture of what is taking captive. Taking captive something that you could hold, maybe for some, it could be just imagining you just capturing something in your own hands. In a bigger way, it could be capturing something where you plan and you plan something where you can, in these times, you know, with war terminology, you could see, you know, how you plan and think of how you can capture the enemy. So whichever way that you think in your mind and visualize what taking captive something is, ultimately, us being able to have that role, thinking about a thought that comes, if it doesn't feel like it's something that settles with peace, that we have the ability to take it and basically take it to the Father and ask Him, is it something that is true? Is it something that I can trust? Is it something that I should keep or should I let go? And so really by not operating out of our flesh, but looking to operate out of the Spirit of God within us, we constantly have that choice to be able to dialogue in the Word of God with our Creator, to be able to discern and to be able to perceive and understand what is it that we keep and what is it that we let go. And that even more so, we're able to know that He wants us to grow and to be empowering us to know that we have that ability because of Christ's work done for us. You know, in neuroscience studies, we're hearing more and more about the things that are happening in our brain pertaining to thoughts, how much, you know, we have so much more of an active role to determine how our brain literally thinks, how our brain literally operates through such things as pathways. Basically, you can think of it as just the path that our thoughts carry. And the more and more that we think on something, that pathway gets strong. And so you're thinking about the things that you've even encountered in your life. What are things that, you know, you, for some people, they just feel like some thoughts and some feelings are so strong that it's just a part of who they are, part of their identity. But when it comes in opposition to the things that God has said of you as an identity of a child of God, then we always have to question really what is happening in your own mind and in your own brain, literally. Because the more and more that we are able to get in the Word of God within us, we're able to discern what is from Him and what is not. That the things that He refers to as strongholds and fortresses in the verses 4 helps us to see that these things can be built up. These thoughts can be built up over time, where they become so strong. It feels that strong of a magnitude. But because we have Christ, because we can operate in the Spirit, and because of the authority He's given us, we don't have to let those strongholds continue to be playing a part in our lives. And even in thinking about what has stressed you, what has caused you grief, what has caused you fear, those are the things that we don't want to just let be passive, that we want to be able to address them directly with the Word of God. And just knowing that the enemy does not sleep. That 1 Peter 5:8 says how we are to be alert and of sober mind. That our enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. But we have hope always. That John 10:10 says the thief comes only to rob, steal, kill, and destroy, but that Jesus has come that we may have life and have it to the full and abundant. So even in the midst sometimes where we feel overwhelmed by the thoughts that we carry, the feelings that we feel, that feel like we're not so strong in the Lord, just remember and be encouraged. Because not only do we have the knowledge and the ability to walk in God's sacrifice and resurrection power, that He's literally given us the tools of spiritual weapons of warfare that we are able to engage, because He helps us to do it in a different way. He knows that it's not by the world's standards. And we don't have to be fearing the way that people maybe really come towards us, or the way that we have to deal with personal struggles from the enemy. But that we could be secure to know that He gives us the power of His Word, the power of prayer, the power of faith and righteousness, Lord, and just being able to be in peace. That we have a different manner in which that we can operate, and that we can always remember that as Christ our example, that we can be able to find peace at every turn. And so at this point, I'd like to welcome Matt to come up for worship. Even though we are in a spiritual battle, we know that our Lord has completed the work on the cross and overcome, so that we can overcome. And that we can grow in this authority that He has given us. And we grow when we don't do things in our own strength. We get stronger and able to stand more firm when we trust in the ways of God. For He has empowered us with weapons of warfare to come against the things that are lofty, to come against the things that go against the knowledge of God. And today I want to ask you, even in this past week, have you let some thoughts just kind of come settle in your heart, upset your peace, and just felt discouraged? Cause fear or guilt? Cause us to feel low about ourselves. We don't always see what's going on in someone's life unless they share. But just be encouraged to know that as a child of God, we have been given everything in Christ Jesus to overcome, because He is an overcomer. He gives us a strategy and the plans and the directions, and He has empowered each of us to win each and every battle. Don't let the enemy discourage you in thinking that you have to succumb to the things that come and settle in your mind. Paul says, take captive every thought. Submit it to the obedience of Christ. If you feel that you have been discouraged and have had a difficult time, not only can you pray to the Lord to give you that strength, but just being armed with the Word of God. Let us be encouraged that the more and more we get into His Word, to meditate on it day and night, that He will empower us to see and become aware of the power of His truth. Let's give glory to God who enables us a different way of living.
Christ in me is to live, to die is to gain. Christ in me is to live, to die is to gain. Christ in me. Christ in me is to live, to die is to gain. Christ in me is to live, to die is to gain. He's my is my song, is my life, He is my joy, is my strength, is my soul, is my peace, is my Lord. Christ in me to live, to die is to gain. Christ in me is to live, to die is to gain. Christ in me, Christ in me. To live, to die is to gain. Christ in me is to live, to die is to gain. He's my King, He's my King. Is my soul, is my life, He is my joy, He is my strength, He is my soul, He is my peace, He is my Lord, He is my song, is my life, He is my joy, He's my strength, He's my soul, He's my peace, He's my Lord. Christ in me is to live, die is to gain. Christ in me is to live, to die is to gain.
Lord Jesus, we thank you. You have helped us to see life in a completely different way. The possibility of just living life in such peace, with hope, with confidence, and knowing that we have a role that we can play to truly fight against the schemes of the enemy, that we are not a victim, that we are the victor and overcomer because of what you have accomplished, your sacrifice. And as we go throughout this day, where the enemy thinks he's so sly and subtle, or when fears and things, worries and concerns come up within us, as there is that tension that we live in the flesh, but not of the world, not of the flesh, we can look to you and live by the Spirit as we are found in you, Christ. Help us be encouraged. Help us to take the stance of one that truly knows how to fight because of what you've demonstrated. In humility and in confidence, we trust in you to empower us today once again to see with spiritual eyes. Thank you, Lord, for guiding us and giving us strength when we're weak. And enable us to have your peace to settle any storms in our heart. Thank you for helping us see clearly. In Jesus' name, I give you praise. Amen.